the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Couple of more statistics. I know how people love them on the radio. The vaccination rates here in the counties in the great state of Wisconsin. And want to thank PT, although I still call you Paul because you can't, you know, you can't give yourself a moniker, PT. You either, E-Bone. But here's what I do think's important. Thank you, Paul, for sharing. And I did find some of my own statistics as well. The vaccination rate in Dane County. Dane County is the home of Madison, Wisconsin, the capital city, and my home for much of the last 50 years. Now, Dane County, Wisconsin has at least one shot in the arm at 86% and fully vaccinated, boosted at nearly 82% of the population. Now, my pal Andy, who lives up in Dodge County, Wisconsin, that's what, like two counties to the north of us. It's the 5th Congressional District. Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman there, he's a big Trumper. But Dodge County, 52% one shot of the population of about 88,000, about 46,000 of them have one shot, and about 44,000 have two shots. And statistically, that's less than 50%, but just barely, Andy, just barely. 50% fully vaccinated. And the mortality rates are nearing a county, almost six times as large population-wise. Similar mortality rates as a population six times larger. And the greatest difference between those two fine counties, other than the fact I live in this one and Scott Fitzgerald lives in the other one, well, the biggest difference is the vaccination rates. And of course, the governance.
Yeah.
And mask mandates, etc.
If you live in a Republican-controlled state, your state is probably poorer. Your state is probably more deadly. And your state probably benefits the upper 1% way more than everybody else.
Well, here's the good news. You're more likely to die sooner so you don't have to live under Republican governance as long. What an up. You know, it's a win-win.
Imagine if they just started, you know, trying to solve the actual problems instead of, you know, making up fake ones.
Well, we got some real problems in our backyard. And I've got to update you at least briefly on a Wisconsin-based problem. Then we'll get back to the phones, 844-967-2789. The false Trump electors, the fraudulent Trump electors will pay no consequence in the state of Wisconsin, at least according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That is the bipartisan, three Dems, three Republicans, and it's set up that way to stalemate and be feckless and toothless. Well, here's a little story about how they ruled today. Patrick Marley, the State Elections Commission unanimously, that means the three Dems were on board, decided not to sanction 10 Republicans, including one of their own commissioners, for falsely claiming to be presidential electors in 2020, according to a letter released today. The decision comes as scrutiny falls on Republicans around the country who sent paperwork to the National Archives purporting to be members of the Electoral College, even though Donald Trump had lost the election in their states. See Wisconsin. Among the six commissioners who concluded there was no evidence of election violations was the fraudulent elector himself, Bob Spindell. Very convenient. Got to be his own judge and jury. Who is one of the 10 Republicans who posed as an elector in 2020? That's what the author writes. Now, attorney Jeff Mandel, a Madison attorney who filed a complaint against the false electors, said he was disappointed, as am I, Jeff, by the commission's decision and was considering appealing it to a circuit court. The commission's ruling ensures that supporters of whoever loses the next presidential election will cobble together sets of false electors, he said. They're inviting this to happen every time. Mandel said it was inappropriate for Spindell to participate in a decision given that he was one of the targets of the complaint. Yeah, that could be a problem. By the way, Joe Biden won the state of Wisconsin about 21,000 votes, had a recount. and a couple of audits. Now we got a crazy investigation going on. But anyways, apparently it's just swell. And, you know, I got a couple of friends on that board, including Mark Thompson. Did a show last night, the Paul Revere show. Off the air, I'm going to ask him, what are you doing, Mark? But on the air, I'm asking for your fine phone calls at 844-967-2789. Let's get to them. Bobby from Eau Claire, you're next. What do you got for us, Bobby?
Oh, hey, I enjoy your show. I just want to say that first. Were you just talking about as far as vaccines go, just the last segment before this one? And you're saying what's the difference in these counties? So I'm up here in Eau Claire, and I've been calling this place a blue island for a long time, right? Because we are. Eau Claire is really blue. Everything around us is like the red Dead Sea, right? But it's getting worse up here, and that's because media. As we've consolidated the TV stations, and they're becoming way less local. They're all owned by, oh, my God, no, I'm going to forget it.
It's Sinclair, isn't it? Are they Sinclair stations?
Yeah, they own all the media up here, and they own it all clear to Wausau. Like, they're consolidating all these stations, and they're a conservative media group, right? So it's not, like, 100% evident. Like, I still watch WEAU, which is the NBC affiliate here, and it's not like I'm watching Fox News, per se, but there's a slant to everything they do. And then made worse, of course, is Fox News itself. But we have something up here called Hometown Media now, and it's a new little startup company, and I like the idea of a new local startup company, but they're ultra-conservative, and it's the grossest thing I've ever seen. So I'm just waiting for us to turn into, like, the backwoods of West Virginia now. It's really, really awful. So everybody listening in Madison, when you see assembly races and state senate races in these areas outside of Madison, I mean, they're little blue islands, and some of them are already red. Throw a few bucks, like, help a candidate out, because, like, we're so screwed up here, and it's only getting worse. It is way getting worse, and we're desperate. So there's my plea to all you Madison folks.
Bobby, Eau Claire County, vaccination rates, one dose, about 64.59%. Two doses, about 62%. Relative to the state, that's not so bad. I mean, we've got some counties way down in the 40s.
We're really blue, but look at Dunn County. This is right next to us. Look at Dunn County.
Yeah, Dunn County. Let me do so. Dunn County. Well, 52%. Under 50% of completely vaccinated folks. Door County, nearly 80%. That is also northernish Wisconsin. That's like Russ Feingold's thumb on the hand. Bobby, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. We'll take more of your phone calls. Hour 2 is next, 844-967-2789. Got lots of stuff to talk about with you. And then my little buddy, Dominic, he's joining in the 5 o'clock, the happier happy hour. But we're not done yet. Dominic, he's a long ways away, so I'm going to need you for the next hour. And you as well, Fancy Brian, and you, Evan, and all you callers. Once again, 844-96-PARTY.
Believe me.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
You're going to be dead.